Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Look, there is no such thing as fate. It's all a load of like ghosts, goblins, and the notion that Uncle Howdy has been haunting Bray Wyatt's psyche this whole time. Search your feelings, you know it to be true. Sometimes, though, the universe aligns itself in such a way that coincidence becomes so strange that it masquerades as fate. With that in mind, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, and these are 10 unbelievable wrestling coincidences. Number 10, Logan Paul and Seth Rollins suffered the exact same injury on the exact same day. On November 5th, 2015, Seth Rollins fell victim to what was considered the WrestleMania 32 curse. Rollins worked a house show match against Kane and, in an attempt to blast Kane through a table with a sunset flip powerbomb, tore his ACL, MCL, and meniscus. Ouch. Fast forward 7 years to the day, though, and Logan Paul suffered the exact same injuries in his remarkably great match against Roman Reigns at Crown Jewel. Both spots involved the table, and both took place overseas. The difference, of course, is that one wrestler was working with an inanimate object, and Logan Paul had a phone in his hand. Whee! Number 9. An easy mistake to make. Mike Adamley was bantered off the face of the earth when he got Jeff Hardy's name wrong on his very first appearance for WWE. His cards were marked instantly, and let's be honest, it was a bit unfair. He was just a bit nervous, and he made a mistake, as virtually everybody has on their first day at a new workplace. Some people get a name wrong, and, you know, others give away the title result of a taped WCPW show that hasn't been uploaded to YouTube yet. Yes, Adam Lee made several more and became a meme as a result, before people were kinder to him years later. Of course, in a sad prologue, it was eventually discovered that Adam had been diagnosed with CTE-induced dementia. But the thing is, he didn't actually make a mistake, sort of. The man's name is Jeff Harvey, or at least it was when he made one of several sporadic appearances as an enhancement talent before making it big. Apologise to Adam Lee, you lot. Number 8. When the bitterest enemies are almost the same people. This wrestling performer started working without formal training. This wrestling performer booked and starred in their own backyard promotion, which actually boasted a shockingly strong local following. This wrestling performer abstains from drinking alcohol and using drugs. This wrestling performer experienced major success in every single promotion they worked, with the notable exception of Total Nonstop Action. This wrestling performer was also told by more than one influential figure that they didn't know how to work and used this criticism to drive their career in total defiance of mainstream norms. This wrestling performer recognized that the business was terrible under Monopoly and vowed to change it, using that exact word in promos that sparked the imagination of the wrestling fandom. This wrestling performer was received as a hero for this promise in front of a white-hot Chicago crowd. And this wrestling performer also has a skyscraper of an ego, even by wrestling standards. This wrestling performer is CM Punk. But this wrestling performer is also Nick Jackson and Matt Jackson. Think they'd all get along, eh? Number 7. The every WrestleMania ending in zero phenomenon. So far, every WrestleMania event that ended in zero has played host to a beloved technical wrestler capturing a world title. At WrestleMania 10, Bret Hart won the WWF title for a second time when fans rejected the oppressive Lex Luger push and no longer believed in him after he celebrated a count-out win at SummerSlam 93 as if he'd won the big one. Have some respect, Lex. At WrestleMania 20, Chris Benoit won the world heavyweight title at the expense of Triple H when the Reign of Terror had become, yes, bad for business. And at WrestleMania 30, Daniel Bryan won the WWE World Heavyweight title after fans rejected the returning Batista's mega push and even threatened to hijack or boycott his intended main event against Randy Orton. WrestleMania XL, over to you. Number 6. And that's not all. Bear in mind that an entire bloody decade passed between WrestleMania 20 and 30. An entire decade. Think of all the stuff that can happen in 10 years. And yet, Benoit and Bryan went on to face Kane as their first new rival. After the formality of a rematch at Backlash, Benoit successfully defended against Kane at Bad Blood, where Bryan successfully defended against Kane at Extreme Rules. And in another wrinkle to that trivia note, the Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer awarded each match the same star rating, 3.5 stars. Trivia related to that, 3.5 stars remains the highest ever score that Dave gave a Kane singles outing. Coincident?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Number 5. The Shield debuted and broke up in the same arena. Oh, The Shield were so bloody great. In a ultra-rare 2010s development, they were given the grand introduction at Survivor Series and WWE actually committed to the push. The magic was apparent from the start, turtlenecks and all, and while it took several failed pushes and a shock jump to a company that, well, didn't exist in November 2012, the trio eventually took their rightful places at the top of the wrestling world in the roles fan cast onto them all those years ago. Raw, handsome, powerhouse Roman Reigns became the top star in all of wrestling, the menacing, cool embodiment of megastar aura. Work rate extraordinaire Seth Rollins became WWE's master in-ring craftsman and channeled his obnoxious charisma into a broad comic book villain persona. And Dean Ambrose became Jon Moxley, the man that's harder and more badass than simply everyone else. And he also drinks piss. They eventually broke up on June 2nd, 2014, at the exact same arena in which they debuted. Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana. Number 4. The amazing symmetry behind Edge's debut and retirement match. The spear wasn't just something Edge always did. After taking some punches from Jose Estrada on the June 22nd, 1998 episode of Monday Night Raw, it was the very first thing he did, which prior to his 2020 return was also the very last move he hit in a successful World Heavyweight title defense against Alberto Del Rio at WrestleMania 27. But it goes deeper too. Edge injured Jose's neck in 1998 and was working through the injured neck that retired him for 9 years in 2011. Also, the difference between Edge's retirement and comeback was 9 years, the same amount of years that separated the ages of Estrada and Del Rio in those matches. Amazing. Number three, the incredibly creepy Wikipedia amendment. It was discovered on June 25th, 2007, that Chris Benoit had killed his wife, Nancy, and son, Daniel, in their Georgia home. The most harrowing day we've all spent in our capacity as wrestling fans, deep enough into the hobby that we pore over every detail online. It's highly likely that you did nothing else except refresh the computer before the harrowing reveal in a state of profound shock, bargaining as to what the reality of the situation was. Chris Benoit killed his wife and child. The story was so surreally awful that those seven words don't feel real in some way. Someone actually edited Benoit's Wikipedia page several hours before the story broke, though, with no knowledge of the situation, and claimed that Nancy had died. It was a sick hoax typical of modern, extremely online life, but somehow it was all too accurate. Number two, two weirdly coincidental name changes. Mick Foley's first self-created character was, of course, named Dude Love, and he got to perform under it and live every young fan's dream in 1997. That name is at least adjacent to a synonym of Mankind. Now, this wasn't some almost the same, just slightly different for trademarking purposes name change, a la Daniel Bryan the Boss or Rhino. It was by complete coincidence that Mankind was so similar to Dude Love. Foley pitched the name Mankind, as in he embodied the worst of and threatened the future of it, because he was appalled by the idea of being, oh, bloody hell, Mason the Mutilator. Along similar lines, Papa Shango and the Godfather almost mean the same thing too. Not that there was meant to be any correlation between the two performers, of course. Papa obviously means father, while Shango is a deity in the religion of Yoruba. Number one, two of the biggest draws in WWE history worked at the exact same time. Right. There are certain things that certain fans just can't seem to grasp about the modern cultural landscape. It is impossible for wrestling to ever recapture the viewing audience it attracted throughout the Monday Night Wars because the entertainment sphere is atomized beyond recognition now, and because viewing habits have drastically changed. Nevertheless, fans can't or won't grasp just how much of an insane coincidence it was that Steve Austin and The Rock were megastars at the exact same time. The Rock holds the record for most consecutive five-figure gates in North American wrestling history, whereas Austin broke the WrestleMania buy record twice and was a bigger draw, albeit for a shorter amount of time, than Hulk bloody Hogan. The WWF basically had two Hogans at the same time. No wonder it was bigger than it is now, for goodness sake. And that's our list. Did we miss any out? Let us know in the comment section below. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts on Twitter, at WhatCultureWWE. And you can find me on there, at Adam Wilborn. Thanks for watching. I've been Adam from What Culture, and I'll see you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.